Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I will be your host. We are on episode three now. I can't thank everybody enough for listening to the first two. We're almost at 100 listens between the first two, which is, I'm not going to lie, it's about 90 more than I thought would happen. So thank you, everybody who's given us a listen. Now, episode three. We're going to talk with Vincent Gentile from Angel Wax SoCal. He's a super cool dude. Got a chance to meet him and hang out with him a little bit at SEMA last year. And just want to get to know him a little bit more. So we're going to run him through the ringer. Just kidding. My questions aren't that hard. So everybody, please welcome Mr. Vincent Gentile, Angel Wax SoCal. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, Alex. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing good. That sounds pretty good. All right, so Vincent Gentile is on this episode. So we're going to dive into the easy, like I do with everybody first, man. So I know a lot of people pretty much, you know who you are. But for the people that don't know you, kind of like myself in a sense, Give me your background. Like, how did you get into detailing? How did you start detailing? Where did you start detailing? All that fun stuff.
Let's see. I mean, I started when I was like 13. So what was that, 95? Okay. I was a pretty troublesome child. Uh-huh. Always getting suspended from school. You know, just more or less just not doing my schoolwork and interrupting class and getting in trouble.
Right,
so,
right.
My brother worked for a detailer, and all they did was motion picture industry work, so TV shows, movies, stuff like that.
Oh, nice. That's
and cool. So my brother had opened his own business, left his boss, and I just basically got thrown in the fire, said, you're suspended, you're going to work. And,
nice.
You know, I've always loved cars, you know, I've always had passion for cars, so, you know, and I got to work with famous people, stars, all types of stuff. So, I mean, as a kid, it's awesome, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, so it grew from there. And then I, you know, by the time I was 16 years old, I dropped out of high school. I mean, I was making 90 grand a year. My brother told me I deserved a raise, but no kid makes the type of money that I was making.
Right.
So, but you know, it was long hours, you know, when they say jump, you say how high, you know, type yeah. situation. And it wasn't like we're making what we're making now today on a detail. You know, we had to turn details in an hour and we got $100. You know what I mean?
But, right, exactly.
But you had a lot of volume. So, I mean, that's where it started, really. And then I moved into doing car commercials and stuff like that, you know, for Chevy, GM, Buick, Cadillac. And then kind of left that and went back to detailing. And then after that, I had went back to doing commercials again for Toyota for 7 years.
So not to like cut you off, but that's kind of interesting. Like when you say doing commercials, so like when they're shooting a car or something like that, you're going in and polishing it up, throwing wax on it, something, making it look shiny and pretty for the camera or.
Yeah. So basically what they call us in the industry is they're called car prep. So okay. what we would do is pick up the cars from the manufacturer, you know, it could be a prototype, it could be a dealer car, you know, it varies depending on the commercial. And at that point we pick up the car, we house the car at our shop. We prep it. Then we would transport it in our truck and trailer to the commercial set. We would be working with the director and, you know, the camera guy and setting up the angles, or if it's, you know, a driving shot, we're putting on a process trailer, we're anything to deal with the car, like 100% hands on. If they want the door removed because, you know, you see this fancy shot where there's a camera inside the car, well, they don't just put a small camera inside the car, you know,
right.
They want you to rip out the front seats, the rear doors and, you know, the back seats, and they give you like 20 minutes to do this and
oh, wow.
you have, and then you have to put it back together in 20 minutes. 'Cause they want to be onto the next shot.
Jeez, that sounds cool though. I mean, I don't think I've talked to anybody or met anybody yet who's done something like that. So, that's pretty cool. 'Cause yeah, I mean, I just in the groups, I've never even heard anybody talk about something like that. So after that, then what'd you do?
Toyota was, a great company. I wasn't working directly for Toyota. I was working for a company that has a contract with them.
Right.
But we worked hands-on with Toyota directly. At that point, I was just, I had a kid and I got run through the ringer 16, 18, 20-hour days, gone for 90 days, not seeing your family,
Yeah.
And it put a very big damper on my relationship and stuff. So I decided to walk away because I had already started Angel Wax part time while I
Okay.
was still traveling. And I mean, I started small. I've known Tommy Ramos, pretty much 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So we go back a long time. And he asked me to get involved because he knows I'm a, very passionate sales guy. I take care of things and I've had other business ventures in between of all those stories,
Right,
but we
right.
won't get,
No,
won't get into all of them. But
we got you.
at that point, I started doing it just online on the side, shipping, and it was very small. I mean, I started, I think, with like $2,000 or something like that in product. And
Okay.
just it started growing slowly. And then when I quit my job, it wasn't paying my bills.
Right.
But I left basically a six-figure job to go make maybe, $5,000, $10,000, dollars guaranteed. It wasn't a lot of
Right.
money.
Right.
So, but that's what got me back into detailing again because I've always done it. And so I still do detailing and Angel Wax. And I do this by myself full time every day.
Right.
So it's a juggling act.
Oh, no, definitely. So you kind of started a little bit. Next thing I was going to ask you was, because I wanted to know, like how you got into the Angel Wax and coming up with Angel Wax SoCal. So, I mean, like you kind of already, hit on that with, your friendship with Tommy, and him asking you to start that. Because again, that's something I don't really know. Like I just like I think you're Angel Wax SoCal, you're just one of the distributors. So do you have like a like how big's your territory? Like how big, I mean, is every you just got stuff sitting in your garage, or do you actually have enough to fill a small warehouse? Like like how, because
I mean,
I don't know. It's just, everything. What do you do? What are you doing with Angel Wax SoCal and that type of stuff, I guess, is what I'm trying to get to.
we have large plans. I mean, I'll break it down a little, quite, I guess, a lot. But so basically, when I started Angel Wax, I started with like Southern California.
Right.
So that's where Angel Wax SoCal came from.
Right.
And I live in Southern California. I'm 20 minutes north of downtown Los Angeles. I live in the mountains. If you come to my house, you wouldn't think you're in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I have very nice, large property, stuff like that. We're fortunate of what
Right.
we have. So, but then as I grew, I wanted California. So I took over California.
Okay.
But within 2 months after that, my business started growing, with my online presence, which I've kind of backed away from. We'll get into that a little bit later, but it grew and my business was growing. And then I had an opportunity to buy a large region, which is seven states. So, I mean, I
Oh, wow.
run Arizona, Nevada, California, Wyoming, New Mexico, Colorado and Utah. So I set.
Wow. So pretty much most of the western side of the country is you then, for the
For
most
the
part.
most part, we have some Northwest reps and other reps as well. On the East Coast, we have quite a few.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. No, but I was saying, West Coast, your whole side of the country is mostly you then for the
Pretty
most
much.
part.
So, with that being said, I can set
Yeah.
up dealers, in those areas. So if anybody in the States wants to be dealers that are listening to this, even if you're a small shop, contact me, I'll get product into you. But as how large I am, everybody thinks, I'm living Cali, I've got this rich, lavish life, and it's not the case. I mean, yeah, I have a nice, like I said, I have a nice house, a nice property, but we're fortunate the way we
Right.
got a hold of this house. So
Yeah. So it's not all Aston Martins and
no,
Lambos
I wish I was doing those every day,
where
but I mean, actually sometimes I
you.
don't. I mean, I had over 40 hours in paint correction on one of those Aston Martins just because they're so tight and so finicky, and
Yeah.
it's just like
Nuts,
the
man.
piano black on top is just, I mean, it's everybody's like, oh, I can get that. It's like, yeah, wait till you wipe it and it just gets tell marks, and
Right,
and you're using
exactly.
Sonax Perfect, finish, and like the lightest thing you can wipe and you're still getting a tell mark. You're like, what's going on
Right.
here?
Yeah.
So
yeah, keep going.
no,
I'm
but
sorry.
as far as my warehouse, I do work out of my garage. I work out of my home. We want
Okay.
to rent a shop here, but I mean, a small 2,000 square foot shop in a neighborhood where I actually have, clientele, or close enough to get my clientele to come to me is like $10,000.
Right.
So
Ooh.
I have to move out of my town
Well,
to and regain my clientele,
yeah.
which I don't know if I want to do at this point in time.
No, definitely. Yeah, that's, welcome to California, I
Yeah,
guess.
they say we pay for the weather, but that's I guess what all we pay for.
Right. So where are your plans for taking, Angel Wax on your side? I mean, how do you, 'cause I know you guys all have different, territories and stuff like that, but as far as like for your vision, where you plan on taking it, or do you have a plan to do something, or do you have to follow what Angel Wax says, as far as growing or moving it or things of that nature?
Well, I mean, I have to follow guidelines, as any rep does for any company. You got to be, can't be a
Yeah.
douchebag. But I mean,
Well,
I
yeah.
get pretty much free run of what I want to do in my territories, my area. I'm not trying to say it's to my horn. I'm probably one of the largest or one of the largest, distributors here in the United States. And I mean, I grew from nothing. And I have multiple dealers now setting up stuff. My goal is to get more dealers and back away from more of, I'll still do my direct sales, obviously. I mean, have my website, but
Right.
I
Yeah.
don't have time to
Right.
juggle everything. So the more dealers I get, yeah,
Right.
I make less money, but it's volume. So, it's piecework. So.
Right. And for people that are listening that maybe want to get interested in being a dealer or whatever, so the dealer is just somebody that's getting product from you and then just distributing it to like their local area
Yeah,
kind of
I mean, we
deal.
have stipulations. You can't sell on like PayPal. I mean, sorry, eBay or Amazon. We do have.
Right.
Well, I did set up a dealer that has a contract with us to do Amazon right now. So there is stuff on Amazon, but their prices are a little bit different due to the free shipping and everything else like that. So they
Gotcha.
adjust to different. So
Gotcha.
not saying you can't buy from Amazon, but always support your local reps. They're not as large as people
Right.
might think. Like even people think I'm
Yeah.
some massive dealer. It's like, man, I got a small basement full of products. I mean, if you only knew, it's like it's so hard to keep the products here. It's in stock. I mean, the shipping
Right.
with this COVID is a
Yeah.
nightmare right now. So.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody's saying. I mean, it's hard to get a hold of stuff and shipping is taking longer than it should kind of deal. So yeah, I mean, that's crazy. What is sticking with Angel Wax? What's your favorite Angel Wax product to use?
Man, that's a tough one because I mean, I run out of product, I just go grab it, so it's pretty awesome. But
Right.
If
No, I
I
get
had to
that.
say my favorite, and it's really underrated, I mean, everybody knows the AIO, you know, that it's a great one step, but
Yeah.
I really like Regenerate as a one step over the AIO.
Yes.
Just because, you know, if I'm polishing them, at least trying to sell them on like a 2-year coating or something, you know, like the at least a consumer legacy
Right.
coating, because I mean, we already spent all that time and money. At least put some better protection on it, you know. So I, with the fillers of the AIO, I try not to use, you know, use it. I mean, you could panel wipe it and it'll work. It will work, but you're wasting money. I mean, throwing it away.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I can agree with you. That's one of my favorites to have in the shop too. I love the way it finishes down. And if you use a little bit more aggressive pad, it cuts pretty well too. Just a good kind of all around product, so to speak. How about a tip or trick for all us Angel Wax users? You got any secrets that you want to spill for
I
everybody?
mean, it goes by case basis, I guess. But my biggest one I tell people, you know, because we do have the cleanliness pre-rinse, which eats, you know, everybody's like talks, oh, foaming is, you know, for show, you know, and foaming isn't for show if you have a product that's designed to actually do what it's doing. If you're spraying your 3D wash and wax car soap on it with your foam cannon, then yeah, you're doing it for show. But you know, our cleanliness is designed to break down, you know, the bird, you know, droppings, the bug guts, the road grime, and you know, break that stuff down that's contaminants on the vehicle. It's wax safe and sealant safe. So even though it's a detergent, it's not going to strip your waxes or sealants that are on the car.
Oh, nice.
And then we have the fast foam, which is the pre-rinse, you know, like. If the car is just lightly dusty and I'm going to hand wash it, I'm going to do
Yeah.
this and let it dwell and rinse it off so I get the surface dust off. So when I wash it, I'm not going to create as much marring and getting the top layer of stuff off. But
Right,
the
exactly.
tip of that I can get to is the if there's light contaminants, but it's a little more than the fast foam is going to work, you can mix the cleanliness and fast foam together. So you're not doing two steps, you're doing it at once. So you put it like I have notches on the side of my foam cannon. It shows me my parts. So I put one
Right.
part cleanliness, one part fast foam. The reason for that, with the fast foam, you get longer dwell time. So you get longer dwell time on the cleanliness itself, and it'll help eat it. So you know, instead of it drying in like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you got to start, you know, keeping it, you know, wet. That's for mobile guys anyway.
Right.
In a shop, you're not going to have that issue, but put them together and it'll last longer and it'll go faster. And you're doing two steps at once, essentially.
Oh, nice. So everybody can message you on the exact dilution or mixture ratio
Oh yeah.
for that, because I'm not gonna worry about
No, I
explaining
just do one to
here.
one,
People,
you know,
people.
like so. I just do, you know, like
Right.
one part, and the rest water, you know. So it's basically two parts.
Gotcha.
But I mean, there's a lot of tips and tricks. So if anybody does ever have questions about a
Yeah.
product, wants, you know, any idea, like information to how to use something better or has an issue with it, even if you're not in my region, you're always welcome to reach out. I'll always answer a question,
Right.
even if it's about a different product. I'm not product biased as much as people think I am. I have a lot of other
Right.
stuff that I use that's not Angel Wax. But if I know somebody's asking
That's
something and an Angel Wax
yeah.
product's gonna work, I'm gonna tell them that over, you know,
Yeah.
another brand.
I remember one of the little tips you told me at SEMA was with Resurrection. Once you get it cut down, instead of wiping it off the car, just change your pad and then just polish out. And I've tried that a few times, and it definitely works.
Yeah, so
So I do thank you for that
oh, you're
tip.
welcome. I mean, people, you know, got to understand the chemistry behind the compounds. I mean, it's water soluble self-diminishing abrasives. So, you know, you're only going to get
Right.
so much cut for so long, and then it's going to start finishing. So if you're not getting all your marks out, but you got like say 80%, you're obviously going to have to add a little bit more compound because it's not, now it's just
Yeah.
becoming a polish. So if you leave it on there, I mean, I usually either have a second machine or a pad or flop it like I told you and just finish it down and it smooths out. I mean, you're essentially doing a two-step with one product.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it saves a little bit of time too, doing it that
Not
way.
every car is going to be great with
Would
soft paint. You're going to have to go grab something that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's just like anything else. I mean, you have to see if it works or not, kind of deal, you know, and if it works, great. If not, then you know you got to go somewhere else with it. So something I was talking with Bruno about the other day, and so maybe you can fill us in on, is I haven't seen you post a lot lately, whether it's and Paint Assassins or 411 or whatever. And I know we kind of talked briefly the other day that you said you kind of aren't detailing as much. So are you still detailing, or are you more trying to pull out and just concentrate on the Angel Wax SoCal, or what have you been up to? Because we haven't really, I mean, other than seeing you in the background of Cormie's shop when you went over there a couple of weeks back or
Right.
whatever, haven't really seen you too much, posting anything up or showing off too much.
I just with everything going on in the world, just Facebook's very depressing. And I have so
Yeah.
much stuff that I can't shake a stick. I was telling you, I'm like trying to back away from detailing as much so I can focus more on the Angel Wax side. Just because I want to grow Angel Wax to what it should be. But we do
Right.
have shipping issues right now. We got major delays with customs, so when things go awry, it really goes downhill and it affects us. But people don't see that side of the business. They just want their products. They want it now. I
Right,
ordered it 3
exactly.
days ago. When is it going to ship? It's like, well, I have it, but it's I'm sorry, I'm detailing. Like, and that's where the detailing side kicks me, because it's like I can't. And my
Gotcha.
postman, I'll miss him. One day I'll print out all the labels, and I won't see him for a day. You know what I mean? Because I'll be off doing something. So
Right.
I mean, it's a juggling act.
When you detail, are you mobile, or do you have a shop, or do you work out of your garage?
So I have a mobile trailer I'm actually getting ready to sell just because I don't use it anymore. I'm probably just going to strip it down
Okay.
and keep like the pressure washer and the generator, and just it's a 300 gallon tank that came in it, so I'm just going to throw that thing away. And but I'm just going to sell the trailer, get rid of it, because I've been just been detailing for my home lately, and since I've been doing that, ironically, I don't want the work, and my phone don't stop. So,
Right.
this 19-year-old his mother had reached out to me because I saw a post on my local town page of a 13-year-old just looking to make some side money, some side hustle, And I was like, man,
Right.
I started detailing
Yeah.
at 13. I was like, you live down the street, kid, you're part of the town. I was like, I'll show you some tips and tricks and pay you some money to, vacuum out cars and wipe out interiors. And I mean, make it simple for you,
Right.
He never replied, but another kid's mother did. She's like, "Would you do that for a 19-year-old?" I was like, "Yeah, of course. I can use the help right now. I can't juggle everything. So yeah, if he can do interiors, and I'll show him the ropes." And he's worked with me the last 3 days. He's done real well. I mean, he listens. He's very observant. I mean,
Nice.
I wish, some adults would do this sometimes,
Right.
but very, very driven. I give him good money. I pay him 15 an hour cash, just to test him out. Told him I'll pay him at the end of every day, and we'll
Right.
go from there. So
Nice.
but I want the detailing to keep going, because eventually I do want the Angel Wax storefront with the shop, PPF, vinyl wrap, do everything
Right.
in-house.
All under one roof kind of deal.
Right.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, and especially too, if you've got a I guess like a storefront or whatever, then You've got people, you're getting it on both sides, because then you got people coming in to buy stuff, but then you've also got people coming in for detail work as well. You could always turn around and sell stuff, product to, although not that you can't now just because of the situation you're in, but you can sell the product to your clients when they're, picking up the cars or something like that to upkeep, maintain them, stuff like that kind of deal. So no, that's pretty cool. This might fall into maybe your beginning with the whole commercial stuff, movie stuff or whatever. What's the coolest thing that you've detailed? What's the coolest car to you? I mean, it could be the coolest car to everybody, but what do you feel like you're like, man, I got to
The
do one of
thing is, I've
those.
done so many, they're just, it's just, they're not like, but I mean, I couldn't even really answer that. I mean, I'm a car guy, but I'm not really into like the Ferraris and the Lambo. I love them. Don't get me wrong, I love them,
Right.
but I would never buy one.
Right. Well, I mean, doesn't
But
have to be that. I mean, it could be some badass hot rod or
yeah,
classic
I
muscle
got my
car
hands
or
on my most favorite recently, I would say, I guess, I got my hands on a 51 chopped car, but I didn't get to really polish it like I wanted to, just because the timing didn't work. When by the time the guy had to pick it up, I wasn't going to be able to polish it in the time frame. But I just, cleaned it and waxed. It was beautiful. Cleaned up the white interior. I mean, it was, I just loved old hot rods mostly.
No, I mean, everybody has their different style too. I mean, I know, it's always I guess it's kind of always cool to have that crazy, quarter million, $500,000 car sitting in your shop for like the ooh, look at me. But at the same time, if you're doing something, super old school and that just has that wow factor, sometimes that's better, I feel. I always tell people, I don't care. They all got four wheels and a steering wheel. As long as they're paying money, doesn't matter to me what name's on the emblem, that
Pretty
kind of
much.
deal. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm definitely a cool car guy, kind of thing where I love those, but again, at the end of the day, if I'm putting food on the table, it doesn't matter to me if it's a Toyota Camry or if it's a Huracan or something like that.
I actually charge more for
So,
Toyotas.
do
Yes.
you? Because they're usually
Well,
trashed
just their
beyond
carpet
belief.
is the worst thing ever. And Kia,
The worst.
too, man. I add $50 to the price right when they tell me it's a Toyota. Like right off the hit. I was like, nope.
Nice.
Because I worked with Toyota again for 7 years, so I know. And
Yeah,
we had to vacuum them day in and day out. So I was like, uh-uh.
you'd think you'd have like the perfect technique now. Should do a Toyota vacuuming
It's
training
called Write
class.
Toyota a Letter to Upgrade Their Carpet.
You could mums the word on this next question if you want to. I saw your little post this morning. So, good luck with that. I hope it works out for you.
I could tell you a little bit about it. I mean, I'm
Care
okay to talk about it. I
if you
just.
want. Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to, but when I saw it, I was like, ooh, there's just something else I'll throw in and see if he wants to
I mean, I
drop any
can
little
drop some
tidbits
tips.
and
I won't really say companies. Some people that know me know what I've been
right.
working with. It's not Aston Martin. I'll tell everybody that right now. So don't think it's Aston Martin. I basically got a call, and some people are tired of the wrap company. And my friend's very involved with the company now, and they're just not doing a good job. And they want to start with 50 regular sedans, three race cars, three sprinter vans, and a semi tractor front end, all wrapped, all vinyl
Wow.
wrapped. And for
Holy
everybody that
smokes.
knows me, I don't vinyl wrap. So, it's called subcontracting.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not gonna, I'm gonna make a good chunk, but I'm not, it's very, very worth it, and I don't touch
Yeah.
it, and it's gonna be consistent. And they also want me to PPF their cars coming off the line, as well as ceramic coat probably vehicles as they come off the line, which is still in the works on the ceramic coating. But it's a car company that nobody knows about. They're not out yet. So they're not even, you can't even buy one yet. So
Oh, that's cool. So it's not even like it's not like it's just somebody coming to you and saying, "Hey, I've got all this, I've got eight black Escalades, and they're gonna drop them off for you." It's a legitimate car company. That's awesome, man. Well,
It's going to be a very large manufacturer, and they're going to be coming out pretty soon, and they're going to come out swinging.
awesome. Well, good luck with that, man. I definitely hope good things for you on that one. So let's talk for a minute about the Paint Assassins Awards. Because I got to talk to Mike a little bit last week, being that he was not nominated right as the podcast was kind of being done. So your second one, man. Congratulations on being nominated for Distributor of the Year. Paint Assassins.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you feel about
I mean,
that? You psyched,
I
you
mean, when
pumped?
Jason told me, I was just like, I'm just very humbled to even be nominated. I mean, I do,
Yeah.
for the people that do know me, they know I go out of my way to answer questions, and sometimes it's 11, 12 o'clock at night,
Right.
and they email me and I respond. They're like, holy crap, like, I didn't expect a response till the morning. It's like, well, I'm just laying down to go to bed. I'm up talking to the UK at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I get to go to
Right.
bed and be up by like 7 in the morning and go to work by 8, So fortunately, I work from home,
Yeah.
so I can roll out of bed and flip flops and board shorts if I need to and get the car. So,
Right. Your commute, your commute isn't very
right.
far.
But no, I'm very humbled. I think it's amazing. I mean, to just be nominated, especially with all those people like Ian himself, like, to be up there with that. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Very, very humbling and dumbfounded. Like, I didn't think I'd be up there. I mean, I have backed away from the social media thing, so I mean, I don't even, people remember me anymore, so
Yeah, that's when Jason told me, I was like, holy crap, somebody actually nominated me. And then I saw the group that I'm in and I'm like, psh, man, these are some heavy hitters. So I'm the same way, man. I'm super stoked about it. I love to be included in that group. It's a good feeling. I mean, it's a good kind of pat on the back, I guess, from the industry. Makes me feel
yeah,
pretty good about my
definitely.
work.
Yeah, congratulations to you, by the way, as well.
Well, thank you. So kind of tying into that, where's the bell?
Sitting in my basement, in my
Everybody
every
want
sitting in my
everybody
basement in
you,
my warehouse, so I can look at it every day with my tape over that says my
nice.
name. I actually keep meaning to send it
That's
back to
awesome.
Bruno. I should have sent it to him when I sent the pads, and I didn't even think about it. And I even heard the
Yeah.
comment on the podcast, and
Yeah.
I was like, I was going to, but I get in a rush. I start shipping, bouncing around, detailing cars. I mean,
Yeah.
answering phone calls 900 times a day. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even think he cares from kind of what he's told me. It was just to check the quality. He bought it
Right.
just to check the quality
Oh,
out,
he
see
told
how
me
it
to keep
was,
it one day. He's like, just keep it. I don't care. I was like, I want to do something special with
No.
it, but I gotta find this
Right.
person. And then when I do, I'll start sending it around to the people that I customize it to. So, because if you
Oh,
notice, it
okay.
had blank
Yeah.
metal
Yeah.
patches on the side. Yeah, I
Yeah.
might have somebody
Yep.
engrave some stuff on that and just start sending it around.
Oh, nice. Nice. We should I don't know if this would fall in line with what you got planned, but you should just send it around to everybody to autograph it and then try to get as many paint assassins as possible to sign that
Right,
doggone
and
thing.
get it back to Bruno at the end.
And then, yeah, and then get it back to Bruno at the end. He could wear it for the, I don't know, he could wear it for his lives or
Yeah,
something like
with the post office shipping
that.
delays, you'll get it in the Paint Assassins Awards in 2025.
Probably. Oh man. So what have you been working on lately? You been doing anything cool lately? I know you did a you sent me some pictures of an RV or something
Yeah,
like that, and that red car you did looked pretty badass when you finally got to
that
that.
red
That
car
was
was a scary nightmare. It was a
yeah.
horrible repaint. You could see all the trash underneath the paint. Like they like chipped off parts underneath the hood. You could see like major trash underneath. And I was, and
Oh
I told him like when I polish this car in certain areas, you cannot polish this car again. And he's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like,
wow.
"Your roof is reading at 2.8, and I got 1.8 right here. Like, so what do you want me to do? 1.8, I put a polisher on, it's gonna go away." And he's like, "Push the limits, man." He's like, "Push the limits." He's like, "I just bought it." He's like, "I'll probably just repaint it in a year or so, maybe two." And I was like, "Well, then you should probably ceramic coat it, just to put a protection barrier, something that I can polish on later, and something hard and durable." And he didn't go for the coating. And then he brought his Mercedes G-Wagon over. And then when I did that, he asked me, he's like, "Can I bring it back next week and can you coat it?" And I was like, "Yeah." 'Cause I mean, he just put all the chrome back on it now. So I was like, "Yeah, it's better to."
So now it
Yeah,
should
now it's
be.
complete. Let's coat the chrome and coat everything.
Gotcha. So talk to us or give us tell us a little bit about the Angel Wax coating. So, I mean, I know there's what's Legacy and then
Yeah, so
Genesis. Are the
we
two
have a
coatings?
few right now. We have our legacy paint, which a consumer can buy, anybody can buy. Super easy to use. I mean, I've actually tested it myself and I left it on a test panel for 24 hours. And I took new product on an applicator and loosened it up and was able to level it. So if for a consumer to have a high spot, which we all find high spots, that is a godsend, and that it works great. 2 years, single layer, and it's phenomenal. Super shiny, super bright, very hydrophobic. I mean, it repels a lot of water. I mean, it gives you it's great for consumer. And then we have the see wheel and caliper, and that's also we don't rate that by years, but we do have a test vehicle with over 30,000 miles on it and
Oh,
is still holding strong.
nice. So
That's
that's
consumer
give or
stuff.
take two and a half two yeah that's give or take 2.5 years going off of 12,000 miles a year is typically what
Right.
most of the dealerships go by, lease wise and stuff like that, or typical average driving or
Right.
whatever.
Again,
That's not bad.
yeah, again, super easy to apply. I mean, I don't even damn near have to level the barrels half the time.
Nice.
But I mean, I always level the faces, but the barrels level out like
Yeah.
crazy. And single layer, it's real simple. They come in 30 mil kits and 50 mil kits or 50 mil bottles. The kit just comes with the applicator block and stuff like that.
Typical suede pad and or suede cloth and block and all that fun
Yeah,
stuff.
which shout out to Ian. He did get us some Saver applicators. The black and gold didn't look that great, so we went with the gray and gold. He got those in, gave us first crack at them.
Nice.
So we do have the Angel
Awesome.
Wax applicators now to match, and I do give one with every coating bought. So if you don't like the block, you'll get a Saver with it.
That's cool.
And then we'll go into our professional line coatings now. at this point, you have to be trained. You got to go to a training class and do the whole nine
Right.
yards. It's $600 usually, but you do leave with a, bottle of codeine to go make your money back, which most
Right.
trainings, you're not going to get a codeine when you leave. They want you to buy it. And
Exactly. And when you guys do trainings, are you doing any paint correction, or is it just strictly just to make sure that everybody knows how to put the coating on and level it down properly?
that's a class by class basis. Generally, when we do the Genesis training, we are very hand choosy of who we are letting become installers because, again, we want to get installers everywhere, but we don't want, one right next to each other, and like a lot of companies
Right.
promise that over time and then they oversaturate the market.
Yeah,
We
exactly.
don't want to do that. We want just to have the best of the best right now, as we grow, and we know their paint correction skills most of the time.
Gotcha.
If
Yeah.
not, I'll might leave a panel or two just to, if it's a one-on-one experience, I'll leave a panel or two, make them correct it and match my work. And if they don't, if they
Gotcha.
don't match my work, I give them some tips and tricks, see if they can figure it out. And then we go into the coding process, because we do one-on-ones, we do groups. So everything's a little different, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, okay. So I didn't mean to cut you off there. So you've got the professional grade.
Right. With that, you get access to the 3-year coding, single layer, 3-year. And we underrate our products. We really do.
Right.
3 years, and it's called Solaris.
Oh,
And
okay. Was
that
that
again,
name change, or is that different one
that's
than?
different than Genesis.
Okay,
So
I was gonna say
Solaris
because
is,
I
yeah,
went.
3 year. And again, th everything comes in 30 mil kits and 50 mil bottles. And then you get access to Genesis, which we say is a 5 year, again, single layer. And we have literally thrown it through the ringer to
Yeah.
try to destroy it. And the reason why we really recommend a training of application on it, it's not like a coating you've worked with. I mean, I'm sure there are other ones like I won't say the company, but there are some thick, heavy ones that are really hard to work with. Ours are
Right.
thick, but they're not hard to work with. But if they're not forgiving, if you have a high spot, say tomorrow you find a high spot, you're polishing that panel, and
Right.
and at that point, if you touch another panel, you're polishing that panel. So
That panel,
I did that at SEMA. I don't know if you remember, if you saw that with the Aston Martin, we found a high spot because I was rushed. I had 12 hours to polish it, coat it, and throw it in the trailer, and I didn't see it till the next day at SEMA.
Yeah, I remember you were yeah, I remember you were stressing about that car because of that rush job.
Yeah, and it was that thing was so hard to get off, and I accidentally had touched the piano black pillar when I was doing it, and then I had to polish that whole pillar around the roof, and then if you touched anything else, it was just I
Wow.
might as well polish the whole car again in the booth.
Right. Just
Yeah,
kind of just domino effect
yeah.
kind of at that point. Yeah. Jeez.
So.
Okay, so there's the so you guys have the three coatings now. 'Cause I know when we talked at SEMA, it was just Legacy and Genesis. And I remember you and not you telling me about throwing everything at, Genesis except for probably the kitchen sink, and you probably have done that now. And even Cormie, when he was trying it out, I know he said he just would dump stuff on it and let it sit in the sun on the hood of his Explorer and then go wash it off
So
after
I have a question. Have
hours.
you played
And
with our Angel Wax Nemesis?
I have
Okay,
not.
so.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. The only things that I really use, with Angel Wax that I found works, or just that I need to use to work with, has been Regenerate and Resurrection. And then I think AIO, I played with a little bit, but I haven't
You haven't
gone
dabbled with
too
a bunch of
further, too
products,
much
right?
further. I mean, like I talked with Mike last week, I like to try to be very minimalist with my products. So usually it's like once one thing's gone, then I'll try something else if it's, similar, either same brand or brand to brand deal.
Yeah, and I heard you kind of touch
Just because
bases
again,
on
with
that last week with him. Because, like, how you would go buy like
I
an
hate
8 ounce
spending a lot of
bottle or something.
I just hate spending a lot of money for stuff to just sit on the shelf, especially as little as I still am. I mean we do pretty decent, but again, it's just me. I really don't push like some of these other guys do. I just do enough to keep the wife happy that I can keep coming home and, not sleeping in the doghouse, kind of deal. So
Yeah, I made that mistake. Now I have a much larger house and she's still stuck at the old house. I don't know if it's a win or a loss, but I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Sometimes it takes a while to figure out. All right, man. Well, shoot, we've hit the 45-minute mark, and that's usually about where I try to roll these things out because I don't want to overbore people. So, unless you've got anything else you want to talk about, we'll let people get back to their music or whatever they listen to after they listen to
I
this.
mean, no, man, it's just honored to be on the show. I mean, glad to get to talk to you. I know we only, we don't talk as much. We met at SEMA and stuff, but my phone's always open, man. You know that.
Well, now that I've got your number, it's definitely easier. It's, of course, it's not always easier between, life at the shop and then life with the family and everything. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of everybody, but at least now I've got your number, so it's easier to send you a message or something like that than trying to chase you down through Facebook or Messenger. But yeah, man, I really appreciate you jumping on. I mean, you were definitely, like when I had this idea, I had a real short list of five people. I figured if I made it through five episodes, and people were cool with it, then I'll figure out after that. So, you were, and I didn't have anybody in any particular order other than Jason. I kind of wanted to be first just because him and I have a pretty good relationship, talking every day, and him being kind of close. He's come over to the shop a couple times and worked with me, that I kind of used him as a safety blanket or the safety net, kind of deal, do what I was comfortable with first, and then kind of rock and roll from there. So I really didn't have any order to it. It was just whoever said, yeah, let's rock and roll. And so I'm very thankful that you said, yeah, let's do it.
Oh yeah, like I told you, man,
Because
I'm
again,
open book, dude. I'll sit down and rap with anybody. I don't have a problem with that.
right. No, that's awesome, man. Well, Vincent, I appreciate it. Thank you for being on Detail Solutions podcast. And hopefully, if everybody, oh, that's the one thing. I'm sorry, man. So the one thing I also do try to do at the end is, where can everybody find you? And I know you probably got a lot. I know you got a lot, so I'm gonna let you rattle them off versus me rattling them off this time.
I mean, you can run get me at angelwaxsocal.com or angelwaxwestcoast.com. I have the two sites. It's the same site, just links kind of default situation. I also have my email. It's angelwaxsocal@gmail.com. If you want to get a hold of me directly for any dealer reasons or any, tips or tricks, I'll throw out my phone number, 818-919-5803. I'm also on Instagram, which I don't do much Instagram, but at Angel Wax SoCal. What's the other one you always want?
Facebook.
The Facebook. Yeah, I got at it's Angel Wax SoCal on Facebook. And then you also want the X-rated one, right? Is that what you wanted?
Make sure you drop your
Yeah,
OnlyFans. Don't forget your
my
OnlyFans.
only fans is Dirk Diggler. I'm just joking. I'm just
No,
joking. I don't have one of
what
those.
about you? You ain't got no TikTok.
I don't do
You ain't got
TikTok.
no
I
snap
don't
no
do
Snapchat.
Twitter. I don't do Snapchat. I can't keep up with Facebook, let alone anything else like that.
All the other
Yeah,
ones.
I'm actually so if you start seeing posts that don't look like me talking, it's probably because it's not. I got
You
a
got
friend I'm
somebody.
hiring that for like 3 hours, 4 days a week, just or yeah, one of the two, 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, something like that. We haven't finally
Make that
discussed,
post
but
for
she's gonna come in and take pictures. She's a photographer and start doing stuff for me and making ads and posts just because I have no time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, anywhere you can get somebody to help you out is perfect. All right, well, cool. That's where everybody can find you. Appreciate you being on the episode. It was great talking to you again, man. We definitely gonna keep in touch
Definitely.
a little bit better this time now that I got your number and everything, because it'll just be easier that way.
For sure.
And especially now you're not on Facebook anymore to kind of talk
I am. I'm always
comment
there. I'm
section
always on
stuff like that.
Messenger. I'm always on Messenger.
No, but I'm saying like you don't post as much anymore to kind of clown around in the comment section and
Right.
stuff like that.
No.
So, but
I'll try
yeah,
to get
so
better about that. Don't worry.
yeah, no, I know. Well, listen, man, you have a good rest of your day. Because I know you're a whole lot earlier than I am. I appreciate you taking the time out. And yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Matt. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you
All
later,
right, man.
man.
T
Thank
take it
you.
easy, guys. Thank you.
All right, everybody. So that was Vincent Gentile from Angel Wax SoCal. Again, we really appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to talk with us, answer a few questions, get to know him a little bit better. You're probably expecting Aaron Knox this episode. But again, just some complications came up. We had to call an audible and run with Vincent Gentile. So we will try again next week with Aaron Knox. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything kind of goes through and we can finally talk to him. Thank you for listening to the Detail Solutions podcast. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.